Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
It is exactly 10 o'clock, a very warm welcome. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. www.radiopulpit.co.za. As well as on DSTV channel audiobook 882. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. In this show, we are together from now until the hour 12 o'clock. I suppose you know that we always bring in the studio men who are preaching the gospel. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God. It saves, it delivers. That's what we believe. Because scriptures cannot be broken. Always it will tell you about the love of God, the forgiveness that is found in God, and what He said to us before the foundation of the world is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. From generation to generation, He has been found to be so reliable. Moreover, even now in our present generation, this God who created the universe is still reliable and faithful. Watsembeka ekahina. He has never failed. Let me just kickstart the show tonight, my family, with a beautiful song by Sipho Ngwenya. He says, Hamba Vangeli. Good evening to you, my family.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
You know that when it comes to music, we always play the best quality songs on this show. That's how we start the program, so to say, in essence. A beautiful song by Sipho Ngwenya, Hamba Vangeli. Now, the gospel of Christ delivers. And of course, because He delivers, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. We are only delivered when the gospel is preached, when the gospel is proclaimed. And I suppose you know that is the mandate that Christ gave us. Fambani emsabeni hinkwaso, miyabyela swivumbiwa hinkwaso evangeli. Hamba vangeli. Now, since well, this God that we serve is in heaven, He sees and He hears. You might have read Psalm 23 many, many, many a times. like me in your own vernacular language, and you loved it. Tonight is no exception, because we are going to enjoy the discussion that is based in Psalm 23 on this show. And I'm telling you that it's going to uplift our hearts, uplift our soul, uplift your soul as well. Back to the music before we bring in the servant of the Lord, Gospel Explosion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, 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 well. A very good evening to you, my family. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Remember as well, we are at 657 AM and on www.radiopulpit.co.za. Well, tonight, I'm not alone in this show. Since, well, we started very, very well with good music. You know that music uplifts our hearts. And when the music is played and played and played and played, we connect with the Almighty God. Professor Elijah Baloyi is the servant of the Lord, the teacher of the Bible, the author as well. He is with me tonight in the studio. A very warm welcome, servant of the Lord, on Intimate Moments.
Tatana Mashakini, a very, very, very good evening. And good evening to you, listener outside there. We are happy to be with you tonight. We are happy to share with you the moments that God gave us so that we can understand where He is going and what His will is with us.
I love the issue, ya will, Prof. Baloyi, will. Kuranda kashkwembu. A story is told, Professor.
Mm-hmm.
The bus was on the trip with the passengers inside. It was getting somewhere. Now, along the way, the bus started to be into a bumpy rider, as if it wants to capsize. Now, within the bus, Professor, and the family, there was a young boy as well. This young boy was told, "When you are not afraid, you look so calm, you look so collected. Why?" The young man said, "The driver of the bus is my father, number one. Number two, the driver of the bus has the best interest with me. Thirdly, the bus will never capsize. I am safe." Now, you would like to share something tonight with the family. What is it that you would love to share with the family? Since, well, I've given you this introduction, servant of the Lord.
Yes, a fascinating story, fascinating kind of, a narrative that you brought to us. The Lord is my shepherd.
Ah.
I can summarize what the boy said in the bus by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." And this is what we're going to discuss tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. And when I have my Lord as my shepherd, I don't get afraid of anything. I fear nothing, because the Lord is my shepherd. We will be evolving around that statement for the talk of tonight, to say the Lord is my shepherd. And we are going to base this talk to our scriptures that we are going to read. And we will read it exactly from the very well-known Psalm number 23, which is one of the shortest psalms. It only has about 6 verses. And I like the boy who said, "The driver has got the best interest in me." God has got the best interest in us, to an extent that when God is in charge, there is no reason to fear any bumpy or any valley of shadow or whatsoever. There is no reason, because the one who is in charge, he knows. Perhaps before we read the scriptures, there is also one story to connect to what Tatana Meshakishen was saying.
Go ahead.
Someone was saying it was a train, and then the train came under a mountain. And as it was coming under the mountain, it was very dark, because everyone was now starting to be afraid inside the train, saying it's dark. People wanted to throw themselves out through the windows. But the captain of the train came as saying, please trust the driver. He had been doing these things for many years through this very same mountain. And a lot of people have been transported. So you are not the first and you are not the last. Okay, let's go to the word of God before wasting more time. I said we'll read from Psalm 23, so that whatever we will discuss is going to be within the parameters. It will be justified by the word of the Lord. Psalm 23 reads as follows. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Now, I want us to start there. Who is the writer? Who is the author of this book? As we go forward, Professor Elijah in the studio and the family, the writer of this fantastic, beautiful book.
Thank you so much. Just a minute before I get to the writer, allow me to say that many lives outside there are going on without shepherds. And that is why those lives are so miserable and are also in a lot of sorrow and trouble. Now, coming to the author of this psalm, it's David, King David. David is known to have written a lot of things regarding to all the psalms that we read in the Bible. David was the second king of Israel to Saul, who lost it. A lot of you knows the story, how he lost it, until God deposed him, and then he died together with his sons one day. And then that was the judgment of God. And then David was not just an ordinary person, but he was also a shepherd. He took care of the flock of his father. And for a long time, for the longest time of his life, David was a shepherd. There is also a long history about David, of which needs more time in the future, whereby there was a dispute about whether he was a son of Jesse or not. From his birth, there have been a lot of squabbles and a lot of fights within the family about him. Until David was living in his father's family just like an outcast, because he was always thrown out. That's why sometimes he will come back home and his brothers will be eating all things, and then only to find that maybe he does not even have food. He used to be a kind of an outcast person, because people did not accept that he is the son of Jesse. There have been a lot of stories which we are not going to discuss today about how he was born. But humble as he was loved by God.
Humble as he was, my family, this is the deduction. He was loved by God. And Professor, you can go on and on and on and talk about how he was anointed, because when the servant of the Lord arrived, they brought in those big guys. You remember the
yes,
story?
Yes, the big brothers, Abinadab and the others.
They you were know what?
Because he had six brothers.
Yes.
And then he was the seventh. And
yeah.
You see, he was small in the house.
I can imagine.
He was small physical-wise, and he was undermined. The other thing is the history that I did not talk about, but he was undermined for many reasons.
Right.
Now, they thought these ones, Samuel was standing before the altar.
Right.
Then they thought these other ones who looked like giants.
Yes,
who looked like they can become kings.
Talk
they are the
to
ones
me,
to be anointed.
Servant of the Lord.
So they
yes.
were passing through the altar one after the other.
Wow.
And God was saying to Samuel, no, not those ones. Uh-huh. Not that one. Uh-huh. Each one of them was passing and God was saying, please, don't make a mistake. Those are not the chosen ones. Until they were all finished. And then Samuel asked, Jesse, are these the only boys you have in the family? He said, no, there is another one. They even indicated that they don't like him. They undermined. There is another one who is taking care of the sheep outside there. Ah, do you think you like that one? Then he said, please follow him. That very undermined one. That very one who you think it's a smallest or it's nothing. Please bring him to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him.
Uh-huh.
Then when he came in, God told Samuel, that is the right person. So God, to David, he showed that he does not work with how we look like.
Uh-huh.
He does not look at how do we present ourselves, how are we known by people.
Right.
But he has got his own way of making choices. He can choose the most undermined people.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, what an introduction with regards to this young man called David. Because very often, Prof., we look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. My family, this is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is just the introduction with the professor. You stay tuned as we move forward.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
If you just join us, thank you so much. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, the Thursday edition, Nongonoko wa Intimate Moments. We love the music. We love the conversation. Oh, Smokey No Fall. I understand. When you understand that there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you are in a better space because your eyes indeed are opened. Psalm 94, verse number 9. Sirs, he who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? This is the God that we are following presently. He has never, 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 ever disappointed humanity. Humanity might have disappointed him because we are living in a fallen world. We are mortal. However, yena angazanga aikhomisa tingana. We see his consistency in terms of carrying us and his doings. A typical example, my family, tonight. The sun rises up in the morning from the east and it goes down daily. We never requested it. Imintirho yo saseka ya Xikwembu xa hina lexi nga endla tilo ni misava. We continue with the discussion on intimate moments. Faith man Buthelezi uthembisile. And then we enjoy the discussion, I suppose.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, moving forward, my family, on intimate moments with good songs of worship as well, accompanying the discussion tonight. What an introduction by the professor in the studio, my family. You might have read this psalm in your own vernacular language. Prof, let's continue with the conversation. Who is this good shepherd that we are saving, that saved us, that, you know, gave us life eternal? Imani Morisi Loyi.
Thank you so much, Tatan Mashakene. Morisi Loyi, this shepherd, the name is David, as I indicated before. But the meaning of his name also is very important here. And when we talk about the meaning of his name, it will also tell us what he lived, because there are a lot of people today in Tatana Mashakeni who are not living according to their names. They are not following what they have been named. They are living something different. But they are not living according to what their names imply. And this is where we see how the name of David was given. The name David, it simply means beloved, someone who is loved. Someone who can be lovable. And when they looked, everyone who looked at the face of David could easily fall in love with him. They could easily say, but this boy is lovable. Even when they are walking in the streets, even when they are in class at school, you see, they invite you to want to be, to have some kind of conversation with them. And David was that kind. He was so bright looking. He was, you know, he was amazing. And that is why when we read the word of God, we are told in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 34 to verse number 36, that for the first time when Saul saw him, he loved him. The very first time he met with David, before he even knew whose son he was, he loved him. I want to read that scripture, the Temeshakin, because I think people must understand that David was not just like ordinary, but there was an anointing in him before the real anointing came. But there was an anointing already for him to be loved, and people loved him so much. Let me go to 1 Samuel chapter number 17. And then I'll read only verse 34 to verse number 36. I said we're going to first Samuel chapter is number 34.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As you are looking, I'm glad that my family, The servant of the Lord is connecting. Psalm 23 is connecting as well with other scriptures that are related to this man that we're talking about. And I suppose if you have received the Lord, he has become your shepherd. And he can shepherd you. He can lead you. Servant of the Lord, I'm waiting for you. Did you get the chapter on the other side?
I am still looking. My Bible is small lettered.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's talk a little bit.
Okay.
I'll give you more time to talk. Now. Broadly speaking, Professor Elijah Baloyi.
Yes.
What is the role of the shepherd? Aka hina lava nga ponisiwa u endla yini?
I like that question very much. It is very fascinating. Because in the introduction, when I started speaking, I said, life without a shepherd, it's like lifeless. It's like you don't have a life. There is no guide. There's no teacher. No one to do anything. Let me, answering your question, let me start by indicating what we have today. Some of us, we are gifted to have our parents around us. Some do not have parents. They did not even see the faces of their parents. Some have what we call guardians today. Others, we have what we call teachers in schools. Others, we have got pastors in our churches. These people have become our own shepherds, local shepherds, physical shepherds of our lives, and they guide us. Their importance is to see to it that we reach our goals. We understand what life is all about. They make us know things that we did not know before. And when we speak about a shepherd, we are speaking about somebody who is leading my life. And then someone who is leading my life, it's a guide. It's someone who shows me between the right and the wrong. He helps me to make a choice. There are a lot of us who can say, if I did not have that kind of a teacher in my class, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be who I am today. But because that teacher took me by hand, others will say, in that company or in that department where I'm working, I arrived with all my knowledge. I arrived with all my certificates. But had it not been because of this man who became my leader and my shepherd, I wouldn't be where I am by today. But I am now reaching up the skies. I think I can do everything because I have been guided. So the importance of the shepherd in this scenario, we are looking at someone who goes beyond that which human being can do, because the shepherd we are talking about here is the shepherd who speaks to our lives even after this life. He looks at our lives in totality, completeness, in fullest. He looks at us, he speaks to us, and he also directs us. He also guides. He let us know, even before we can see that which is happening ahead, he can advise us to be aware because he is our shepherd. Let me tell you, when we speak about a shepherd, we are speaking about someone who takes care of your life in totality. So when we speak about life in totality, there's emotional side, there is psychological side, there is physical side, there is financial side, there is spiritual side. When we speak about a shepherd, it's someone who holistically look at all those things and try to say, this is how I can help you. This is how I can try to show you the direction of life. Let me tell you, Ntate Mashekeng and listener, most of us, we are where we are today because some people took us by hand.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been our own parents. It might have been our guardians.
Right.
It might have been our teachers at school, pastors in the church. Some of us, even in our work environment, we have got people who guide us to reach where we are today.
Absolutely.
And we are even proud to say, I am who I am because of Ntate Mashekeng helping me out there.
Now, Professor Elijah Baloyi in the studio. I'm in conversation tonight with him. The role of the shepherd, the one who takes care of your life holistically. He explained that someone who takes care of you, regardless of your situation or your background. A classical example, even in the working environment, you find that there could be that mama, there could be that man who was taking you by hand when you started working somewhere or where you are working currently. Now, this hymn writer says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Explain this word, "I shall not want."
Yeah, you see, there are a lot of times when we find ourselves wanting because we don't know what we want at the most cases. But here, the psalmist is showing us that when we have this shepherd, he will take us to greener pastures. He will take us through whatever we want to be taken through. And in the end, we will not find ourselves in need. We will not find ourselves in want, because whatever we want is something that he knows. Let alone those who have got this God that I'm talking about as their shepherd, because he is the God who is taking care of everything. He owns everything. Even those who need money, he has got money. Even those who need life, he has got life. Happiness is galore. Everything is that which God has. So when we are talking about the God as our shepherd, we are talking about someone who knows everything that is running short in our lives.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, I love that. Sorry, my family there. We're talking about someone who knows everything about your life. Urosi yeso, eh? I am the good shepherd in John 10:10. So you mean that this shepherd loves us?
Yes, truly speaking, this shepherd loves us just like David loved his own sheep. And you remember, I can take the scenario backwards a bit so that we can understand how he loves us. One day, David, as he was shepherding his sheep, he managed to kill a bear, and he also managed to kill a lion so that he can protect his own sheep. And this is the love that the Father in heaven is having for us. The moment I woke up this morning, I realized he is still loving me. The moment I got driving to come here in the studio, I realized he is loving me. Wherever I find myself, I know I am in the care of the Lord because he loves me. Everything good that I'm experiencing in my life, when I try to look back, I see the love of God, because every opportunity that I am getting, everything that I'm going through, even though sometimes we are tempted as human beings to think we are educated,
right,
to think I am working very hard,
right,
to think I am this and that, we forget that all the abilities and the capabilities are the gifts from this God who loves us so much.
All the gifts and the good things, the capabilities that we possess, my family, comes from the Lord. Moving forward, I believe that you would love to read that chapter. And let's link that chapter with the story of Goliath, because you spoke a little bit about Goliath. My family, we continue with the conversation.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Moving right along, my family, tonight on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Wow. We love music tonight. Lebo sikhobela uzobe nami. Now, one thing that Osieso has promised us is that, "Lo and behold, I am with you even unto the end of the earth. He has been God even before we came into existence. He is the God who loves us unconditionally. In other words, we don't have to perform, you know, do this and that to be loved more. No. His love is constant. He sympathizes with us in our weaknesses. Because being people who are living in the world, mortally, as I said, we have got weaknesses. However, thank God for the preaching of the gospel, because when the inner man hears the gospel, being preached, he rises up and say, this God is alive. And because of the Spirit of the Lord, my family, the Spirit of the Lord in us, the Holy Spirit, so to say, is able to quicken our mortal bodies. Die, love it, by the Spirit of the Lord. My family, we love the music. Let me play Andile Kamajola. Ngimtholile.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.